You are listening to a True Gospel Perspective from our Macedonia Baptist Church ministerial staff. We pray that this message will be a true blessing to you.
Thank you, God, for him once again for giving me this opportunity to stand before the people of God that he has placed him over. We know there's nothing so wonderful or great as I have done, but we are gracious that God touched the pastor's hearts to bring me forth this morning. And saying that a couple of weeks ago, a couple of months ago, less than a month ago, the pastor did something to confirm this. I have been studying from the book of Jonah. That's where we'll be going. And he said something that confirmed the message that I was studying upon. He said to us, poof, I'm going to make all of you preachers. And when he said that, it hit me with like a ton of brick of the gravity of what he said and what I've been studying hit me real hard. And it confirmed in me, this my spirit, the thought that we're going to deal with this morning. And this, from what he said, if it's about a title, poof, you're a preacher. Go out and do what you need to do. But the commission was given to us in Matthew, not only to the preacher, but to everyone, to go into the world and preach the gospel to everyone we come in contact with. And for that reason, we'd like to draw your attention to the book of Jonah, chapter 1. It says, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. And if we had to pin a title or a theme to these particular verses, the reluctant missionary. The reluctant missionary. Now, you can take out missionary and just put blank there, because the reluctant could be any of us at any position and any status within the church. The reluctant, unwilling, a hesitant, a disinclined person to follow what God has said. We first hear of Jonah in 2 Kings chapter 14, verse 25. As this narrative goes on to say, it said this was written around the 8th century B.C. The king at that time was King Jeroboam II, which was an ungodly man. This happened between 793 and 753 B.C. Jonah was sent to preach to Nineveh, the great Gentile nation. Nineveh was a major city in the Assyrian area. The Assyrians and these particular Ninevites were a crude and warlike people. Some of the artwork that they had seen in the area that associated with these Ninevites was they were executioners. They impaled people on things. They even flared the people's skin off prisoners, and they beheaded people. So nothing wrong with Jonah that he was hesitant about going to preach at this particular nation, because he knew their character. And if you are honest with yourself, if you knew that they were like that as somebody you was going to preach to, how hesitant would you be? How reluctant would you be to go preach knowing this about this nation? But as we look at our text today, the words open with, the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai. And he says, arise and go. And we see here a title given to Jonah. We see that he was a son of someone. And we see he was given an assignment to arise and go and preach to Nineveh. But we also see I have to ask you a question as we look at this particular part of the text. Would you be reluctant? How would your reaction be as a first responder? A first responder. First responders are well known within our society. They are the ones that are the first ones to run into danger. Would you be willing to run into danger knowing that there's a fire there? Or there's danger persisting, a shooter there? How anxious would you be to run into danger? How quick would you react to this emergency? Would you respond? How would you respond as a person knowing that you had to do it? Would you be willing? Would you hesitate? Or would you be disinclined to run as a first responder? But I say to you this morning, as it said in the first part of that verse, Christ called all of us to be first responders. All right. We are the first, we should be first responders to the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's our responsibility as children of God, to be first responders to the word of God that he has given to each and every one of us. We should be that firefighter. We should be that policeman. We should be that Christian or that preacher as a first responder to the word of God. Keep in mind that we shouldn't be like Jonah here. He allowed his bigotry to get in his way. He allowed his hatred for this Gentile nation to get in his way. He allowed his dislike for people to get in the way.
Yes, sir.
But as first responders, we can't allow that to be our behavior.
Amen.
Toward those that God has told us to go and speak to.
Come on,
yes, sir.
But as you see here going forward, Jonah arose and fled to Tarshish. Anytime we leave from our relationship with God, it's a downward spiral. It's always a downward spiral. No matter, and we see in this third verse, he paid the cost to get on the ferry. It doesn't tell us how much he paid. They probably overcharged him because they knew he was fleeing from something. I felt that he was rushing away something. So the Gentiles on this particular ship probably overcharged him to get on the ship. But on what I'm saying to you this morning, what is your price? How much would you pay to flee from Jesus? Would it be your life? Are you willing to give up your life to leave? Are you willing to give up your soul to get away from Jesus? How far will you go down before you let Jesus touch your heart? But thanks be to God, Jesus paid it all.
Yes, sir.
Thanks be to God that Jesus paid it all. And we see as we move forward, we see in the fourth verse, God always sends warning. Because we see here it says, the Lord hurled a great wind. How we love to dismiss God's warning. Look at Jonah here. He dismissed the warning that God, because this great storm came up, he continued in the bottom of the ship, fast asleep.
Yeah.
How quickly we dispense the warning that God gives to us. And as we press on, we see a great cry of all the mariners and everyone on the ship to cry out to everyone to their God. It doesn't matter what your God is today, if it's not the real, living and true God, be it money, be it a person, thing, or place, they can't help you like God can. They can't help you. So Jonah here is asked, and the people are saying, cry out everyone to your God. But I'm here to tell you that no God is like our God. No God is like our God. The captain's here in our 6th verse went to Jonah and said, how can you sleep through all of this? Through the great wind, the great storm that's tossing the ship back and forth. But I propose to you this morning, many are asleep today.
Yes, sir.
Even in the church, they're dead, asleep. They're asleep today because they have failed to listen at the word of God. They fail to adhere to what the Lord is saying to us today. There are many asleep today. And our question to you this morning is, are you asleep this morning? Are you asleep this morning? And then as we go forward in verse 8, the mariners and the captain asked a very important question of Jonah. What is your occupation? Where did you come from? And what is your country and your nationality? They were saying, what is your business here? Where are you running from? And I propose to you today, what are you here for? What is your business here today? Jonah only answered the lateral part of this question. He only answered the last statement that was said to him. He said, I am a Hebrew, and I fear God. He said, he did not ask this out of his religious faith. He asked this because he was seeking more than just religion. He was looking to hear from God. To fear God is equivalent to worship him. It's to give reverence to him. It's to make known that you recognize who God is. How far were you free from the presence of God? The songwriter in the 139th song said from that 7th to the 12th verse, he mentioned, will you go to the depths of hell to flee from the presence of God? Will you go to the othermost parts of the sea to flee from the presence of God? And my answer, there's no way to get away from God. There's no way that we can get away from God. There's nothing we can do to get away from his presence. Nothing. Nothing we can do. Nothing. I'm afraid that many are reluctant today because they blame the church for many things.
Yes, sir.
But that won't be the answer when that day comes. When you stand before God for yourself. He won't ask you about the church. He's going to ask you about you and me. He's not going to ask you about your brother or your sister. He's going to ask you about you. He's not going to ask you about your mother or your father, but he's going to ask you about you. So my question to my friends this morning, don't let him ask you about you and you don't be able to answer the question. But as we push forward, we see here in that 13th verse, no matter how far you flee from the world, they're willing to take you back. The men rode hard to keep from throwing Jonah overboard. They rode hard. The world will always take you back. And they would always remind you, they said, they'll remind you by saying, I didn't think you were for real anyway. Especially your friends and your family. But I'm reminded of 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 and 16. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world is the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. We can only affect change through God. We can only affect the change through God by how we conduct ourselves. We cannot make anyone come to Christ, but we can be the example to want them to want Christ in their lives. We can be that example. But as we press forward, we see here in the 17th verse something that was said to Jonah. And the Lord prepared a great fish for Jonah. My question becomes to you this morning, don't let God prepare something for you. What has God prepared for you? Don't let him prepare something for you that will cause you to come to repentance like Jonah. Don't let sickness be what he prepared for you.
All right.
Don't let a loss of job be what he prepared for you. Don't let it be an unexpected bill that he prepared for you to cause you to bring you to repentance.
All right.
Don't let it be a broken home or a broken marriage this morning that caused you to come to repentance. Don't let it be a death of a loved one, a jail time, or a national disaster that caused you to come to Christ. Don't let it be all those things, but come to Christ because you love him because he first loved you. Jonah, here we see, remembers something in his third chapter as he offered this prayer to God, in the second chapter after he offered this prayer to God. He says something in that ninth verse. He says, but I will sacrifice unto the Lord until thee with voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I owe, that I had vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is only through Jesus Christ, my brothers and my sisters. But don't let it be because he has sent or prepared something for you because you ran the other direction. Run to him and not from him. That's what we are saying to you. But Jonah says something in that fourth chapter. He says something in that second verse, in that B clause of that verse. He says, I want you to know what the Lord said to me. For I knew that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger, and a great and kindness, and repenteth that they thee for thy evil. Hear what I'm trying to say. Don't let it come to that point that God had prepared this tragedy in your life that makes you think that now I need him. Let the words that fall from my lips fall on your heart this morning. Let it penetrate your heart. Think about where God has brought you from, just from right now. Yes, from your racking of your, from the early part of your life until this moment. Yes, think of what he's taken you through. Right. Think of from all the valleys and hills that he's helped you from. Think of you about all the storms that he has brought you through. Don't let it be a great tragedy that caused you to come to Christ. But God has prepared. He says something to us in John chapter 14, in that third verse. He says, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come back and take you to be with me, that you may be with me also where I am. What am I saying to you? Jesus came down through 42 generations. Yes, he came down to a sin-cursed world. Yes. And he walked this earth some 33 years. And he tabernacled here 33 years. But one day he took up an old rugged cross. Yes. He allowed them to put a crown of thorns on his head. He allowed them to put ribbons in his hands and ribbons in his feet. And they pierced him in his side. Yes. And he hung there from the sixth to the ninth hour. Yes, and he stayed there for you and I. Yes, but they took him down off that cross and they put him in the heart of the earth. And he stayed there for 3 days and three nights. Yes, sir. He came prepared to die for you and I. Yes. Will you live for him? And he stayed there, and he stayed there for 3 days and three nights. But early Sunday morning, he got up that we might have a right to your life. He prepared the way. He said it in that 14th chapter, in that 6th verse, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you hear the sound of my voice this morning, if you believe what the gospel says, come that you might be rescued. Be the first responder today. Come to Jesus Christ.
We hope you enjoyed this message today, and we pray that it was a true blessing to you. If you are interested in learning more about Pastor Charles D. Twyman and the Macedonia Baptist Church family, you can reach out to us at www.mbcdet.com. Thank you, and God bless you.